Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Stanley. The most advanced U.S. fighter jets doing a flyby near Iran today. The F-22 Raptors, stealth fighters, deployed in the Persian Gulf for the first time since 2009. Defense officials telling Fox News the exercise was intended as a show of force to Iran.
They can penetrate any air defense system in the world. They are unbeatable in a dogfight and can drop precision ammunition. The planes are so high-tech that they weren't even used in the Afghan, Iraq, and Libyan conflicts because those nations don't have any air defense sophisticated enough to need their prowess. These planes were essentially designed for countries like North Korea, Iran, and China.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. Those F-22s now based in the United Arab Emirates, about 200 miles, a 10-minute flight from the Iranian border. House Republicans today passing a bill that would block that scheduled doubling of government-backed student loan interest rates set to kick in July for millions of student loans. And while Democrats want that blocked as well, the GOP choice to pay for the lost revenue by pulling billions out of the new health care reform law, specifically from a fund used for preventive health care for women and children, means the bill will go nowhere in the Senate. The Secret Service is closing the barn door after the horse got out, revamping some rules for agents on overseas assignments in the wake of the prostitution scandal in Colombia.
An internal memo says Secret Service personnel are now prohibited from consuming alcohol within 10 hours before duty, and patronization of non-reputable establishments is forbidden. Senator Chuck Grassley, top Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, has been calling for an investigation. He says in a written statement that new conduct rules are necessary to prevent more shenanigans from happening, and whether these are the best rules to stop future misconduct remains to be seen. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News Radio.
Wall Street wrapping up a good week with another 24-point hike in the Dow to 13,228. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I like NASCAR, college sports, and Broadway musicals. I like my chicken fried, my tea sweet, and my biscuits buttered. I love America, the greatest country defended by the bravest men and women on the face of the earth. And I truly believe that God shed his grace on our country. I'm Todd Starnes, host of Fox News and Commentary. I've spent years as a journalist and reporter, but now I have a chance to look at politics, pop culture, and the general lack of common sense, something we need more of. Check it all out at ToddStarnes.com.
There's something new every day, sometimes minute by minute, and there's no reason you have to ever be more than a click away from being connected to the world. It's Fox News Radio Live, and it's as easy as foxnewsradio.com. Listen to the most recent newscasts and your favorite Fox talk personalities. Whether you're an iPhone, iPod Touch, or Android phone user, just go to foxnewsradio.com or download the Fox News Channel app. Simply go to foxnews.com/mobile.
President Obama taking action designed to help protect veterans and their families from education fraud.
Democrats have long been complaining that some current and former military members are being taken advantage of by unscrupulous for-profit colleges.
They don't care about you. They care about the cash. So they harass you into making a quick decision with all those calls and emails.
Here at Fort Stewart, the president signed an order that tightens requirements for education recruiters to get on military bases, requires greater disclosure, and it trademarks the term GI Bill, helping the government restrict who can market under that name. At Fort Stewart, Georgia, with the president, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
Marking nearly a year since the death of Osama bin Laden, U.S. intelligence officials telling the Associated Press that al-Qaeda is essentially gone, but that its affiliates, particularly the one in Yemen, still present a threat to the U.S. There's a question now as to whether the man who shot and killed Trayvon Martin should have to pony up more cash to stay out of jail while awaiting trial.
Lawyers for George Zimmerman were back in court today because the attorney for Trayvon Martin's family says Zimmerman got so much in donations, around $200,000, that his bond amount should have been higher. Prosecutors argued for that this morning, but Zimmerman's attorneys say they just don't know how much has been donated, nor did they know at the time bond was set, nor was donated money used to post bail. They were going to turn over all that information after they tallied the money. The judge says once he gets that information from the defense, he'll decide whether or not to hike Zimmerman's bond. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
For thousands of New Yorkers and visiting tourists, it was a jaw-dropping sight today as the Space Shuttle Enterprise, piggybacked on a jumbo jet, flew over the city's landmarks before landing at JFK Airport. It's going to be moved by barge to a floating air and space museum on the Hudson River, where none other than Leonard Nimoy, Dr. Spock on Star Trek's Enterprise, watched the flyover.
I say to all of them at the Enterprise, live long and prosper. Thank you.
The shuttle being shuttled past the Statue of Liberty and Manhattan skyscrapers. I'm Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.